Johann Ludwig and all who heard this man were faced with a serious decision. They all had to choose between accepting things the way they were or taking a big unknown risk at a chance of getting to America safely. Johann Ludwig was not about to put his family in more harm's way. He would have to put some great thought and prayer into his decision for his future. John Law had, through his agents, engaged 12,000 Germans and Swiss to leave everything, trust him, and go to America. Johann Ludwig was not going to make the same mistake. The sad fate of those of Biloxi was spread abroad, which deterred others from coming to participate in the promised blessings of the Eden Fields or to possess the El Dorado. These stories filtered back to Johann Ludwig's homeland. Their telling was quite worrisome to each man, woman, and child that was looking towards America for a better chance at living. What was the right thing to do? They were being driven from their country and their homes because of their unswerving attachment to the principles of the gospel. Johann Ludwig called for a group prayer to express their unfeigned gratitude to the Lord, who had been to them a storing rock, a house of defense to save them from the world. One of his fondest memories of his father, Peter Lee, was the communion celebratory meal that he served once a month to each member of his family. The cup that Elizabeth Luther had given to a young Peter Lee had been passed on to Johann Ludwig when both men were older. The story that was passed down of the Knaus family's first communion meal was very real and very personal to Johann Ludwig. It was as if it had happened to him. He remembered his father's voice was so full of hope and blessed assurance with each telling. The family gathering together and celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ was a bond that could not be broken. Johann Ludwig always trusted his father's teachings, and he relied on that knowledge to make his decisions now as a husband and father himself. But his family now included other families that trusted and relied on him to make the right decisions. What he should do next was obvious to him. He asked all his people to gather together, sit down, bow their heads, and have a word of prayer with him. When everyone was still, he prayed.
Our precious Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, we know you are the creator of all things.
He was forced to pause before continuing because he got a little choked up. Johann Ludwig had a personal relationship with Jesus, and he felt humbled just saying his name. He began again.
By your word, we know the truth through the Gospels, and we are thankful for all who have passed this on to us.
He paused to think, then he spoke softly.
Like little children, we can come to you when we have a problem and pretend to just drop it in a basket at your feet. We know you hear and answer all our prayers, Lord. We know you always give us one of three answers, yes, no, or wait. We cannot wait any longer, Lord. So bless us while we unite together as one people and move to this land that is promised there for us in America.
He took out his Bible and read to them as their heads were still bowed.
We will put on the whole armor of God, so we may stand and defend ourselves against all our enemies. We will gird our loins with the truth and put on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet will be shod with the gospel of peace, and we will stand together against the wisdom of the devil. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
One by one, each person lifted their heads after they had finished their own personal prayer to the Lord. Then, Johann Ludwig took out a small leather bag from his bedroll. Inside was the small glass cup he saw his father use many times. As he looked at it again, it held the same beauty that his father saw in it many years before. After dusting it off, he carefully set it down using a rock for a table. Just how he found a small bit of dry bread was a mystery to everyone, and he used the river's water for the wine. After the meal, he put the glass cup back into its safe place, ready for travel. From the very beginning of the Knaus family, there was a character personality trait that was passed down throughout the generations. This was the willingness to leave one's home at the time and emigrate to some other land. They would take root and build new homes for themselves and their children and their children's children. It was this inner being that led them to trade their native country of the Palatinates for Pennsylvania. The scarcity of land in Europe forced peoples to look toward the open spaces in the New World. Social and religious conditions became intolerable, unacceptable, and unlivable to them. Famine and war had left the land so desolate it was unable to support the Knaus family and the other people that lived there. It was all of this that in the 18th century sent the Palatinates and the Swiss to Pennsylvania. There were many reasons for the desire of the Palatines to emigrate to the New World. Oppressive taxation, religious bickering, hunger for more and better land, the advertising of the English colonies in America, and the favorable attitude of the British government towards settlement in the North American colonies. Many of the Palatines believed they were going to Pennsylvania, Carolina, or one of the tropical islands. Now, new and very scary stories were being spread around Johann Ludwig's community. They told of terrible mistreatment by the military, along with some of the local people and their own neighbors. Families were being forced out of their homes and put into boats, canoes, and just on rafts to be set adrift in the river. These people were being sent anywhere downstream without a paddle. There were also reports of persons being thrown into the river and left there to drown. Johann Ludwig knew he could not wait any longer, and he made his decision to pack up his family and follow William Penn to the New World. Johann Ludwig was a great fisherman, and he always had his own boat. This time, when he shoved off from shore, he knew he would never land his boat there again on his homeland. He had only one regret.
I wish we had a bigger boat so we could take more people with us, hopefully to a safer spot.